Good Friday is going to be a cracker. A packed LNER Stadium awaits as Leyton Orient head up for what is a classic six-pointer for two teams who are right in the playoff mix. There's plenty of belief at the Imps with a 13-game unbeaten run, and Captain Paddy O'Connor says the players are relaxed after a weekend off due to the international break.
Everyone kind of feeling fresh and ready to attack the game on Friday. So yeah, I think the boys are in a good place, and they're just looking forward now to get back out on the pitch and hopefully keep it in the ground running.
I was reading an article with Michael Scabala talking about when he came into the club, and yes, Lincoln always had a decent defensive record this season, but almost not quite going back to basics, but making sure there was a defensive solidity and then building all this attacking football we're seeing. Was that? Can you recognise that?
Yeah, definitely. I think from the minute the gaffer came in the building, he had kind of his principles that he was big on. But that kind of takes time to implement to the probably standard we're seeing over the last kind of 8, 9, 10 weeks. And it comes down to a couple of things, probably having the same personnel that kind of are there on the pitch week in, week out. We had a lot of injuries, a couple of suspensions, so it was kind of, that played a part, and probably not seeing consistency in what he was asking to be done. But then over kind of the space of working time on the training pitch and in games, and kind of results kind of breed confidence as well. So when lads are starting to see that it's paying off in the pitch, it just kind of gets you to reiterate it and do it even better and more often. So I think, as I said, over the last probably 8, 9, 10 weeks that we've seen it now on a consistent basis, and it's kind of just become our identity. And as you said, you could say a defensive solidity, but I think the fans will have seen, especially with our starts, that it kind of starts from the front and they set us off, and we're just trying to get after teams and kind of attack from the front more so than being kind of too solid in maybe a mid or a low block kind of that we've seen before.
And what about set pieces? It's clearly a big part of the game. It feels like there's more creativity in the set pieces now.
Yeah, to be fair to Scotty and the coaching staff who look after the set pieces, and obviously the players to carry them out. I think we have always had an emphasis on them, but a couple of things probably maybe the first couple of months of the season just weren't going our way, be it delivery, be it timings, being kind of the blockings that we work on all week, weren't kind of coming out. And then on the flip side, we kind of tweaked this. We maybe moved a couple of lads more zonal on the defending set pieces, and yeah, sometimes things just click, and I feel like both boxes now are very strong. People know their jobs. Defensively, we've been very good, and as I said, them things are starting to click now when we're going forward, and we're starting to see the kind of fruits of what we're doing on the training pitch. And as you said, sometimes when you get on a roll, things just kind of start falling for you a bit more, and I'll be lucky to start getting a few more first contacts. And yeah, we've been lucky to capitalise on it, so hopefully going forward we can continue that.
As a leader within the camp, one of the things that must really please though is that when you've had an issue, you know, you've had injuries, that players have stepped up. You know, I think of Danny Mandroy, you know, there was obviously the injuries ahead of the Barnsley game. Danny comes in, performs really well, builds on it. Yeah. And it's not just him, there's other players as well. It must please that the players that we would perhaps consider in the media and the fans might say are fringe players, when they've had their opportunities, they've stepped up.
Yeah, 100%. I think there's been a few like that, as you've said. Jack Moylan springs to mind as well, coming kind of when he first joined, he probably felt like he was going to get an opportunity maybe quicker than he did, but he's had to bide his time. He's trained really, really well over the last couple of months, and as you said, he gets his chance kind of off the bench at Barnsley, and he takes with both hands. As you said, Dano the same, there's been a few. So yeah, I think that kind of probably shows what the squad have been like over the last few months as well on the training pitch, that basically if you're called upon, you know exactly what your job kind of entails, and the lads have done that, and it's mean that we can, even though we've lost a couple through injuries and different things, that the next man can step up and our performance levels don't drop. And I think if you want to finish season strong and finish as high as we can, then you're going to need that, because we don't have the biggest of squads in League One, so we're relying on the lads that do step in, that they're ready to go, and as you said, they make us better.
You've been based in England for quite a while. Were you nonetheless still quite aware of Jack Moylan when he was over in the League of Ireland? I know he was joint leading scorer, obviously.
Yeah.
Last season, we were talking to a journalist based over in Ireland from the Irish Independent, and I get a sense there's quite a lot of excitement back in Ireland in general about him, and obviously interest in how he's been doing at Lincoln.
Yeah, no, I do. I've obviously started in the League of Ireland myself, played a couple of seasons as a 16, 17-year-old, and my brother has played in it as well, so we do always keep an eye on what's happening. And obviously with a couple of Irish boys here as well, last season they were obviously speaking about the possibility of Jack signing, so you do take note. And yeah, he's thought of very highly back home in the League of Ireland. He obviously has a big interest in himself and his family. So, no, there is obviously a lot of excitement about him over the way he's been performing the last couple of months, and it's just up to him now to keep doing that and kind of maintaining those performance levels, because as I was kind of saying to him before, it's kind of that maybe honeymoon phase where we've all had when we first come to England and everything starts happening for you, but we will have a time where maybe injuries, performance, that might go against him, and he just kind of needs to see it through and get back to those levels that we know he can play at. So yeah, obviously keep his feet in the ground and keep cracking on for the last 4 or 5 weeks of the season.
It's clearly been a great run, but I guess the message to the players and the management team, maybe from you as a captain as well, is look, nothing's been achieved. We just got ourselves in a good position.
Yeah, I think the gaffer kind of spoke. I remember it pretty vividly, kind of the end of January time. We picked up a couple of draws against Peterborough and Derby, and we were going into obviously a run of fixtures that we had kind of targeted that we could get a points return from. And he just spoke about getting to this stage of the season within touching distance and giving ourselves a fighting chance. And as I said, we've done that, but at the same time, we've achieved nothing. So we don't want to look back in 4 or 5 weeks' time and say that, oh, basically the performance levels of the last couple of weeks have cost us maybe getting in the playoffs. So as you said, last week was very good in terms of that, because I thought all the boys trained excellently during the week, even though there was no game. And there's obviously competitions for places as well, and there's lads coming back from injury that will want to get back in the team. So yeah, going into Friday and beyond, it's just about keeping the feet in the ground, but while having that confidence, knowing that we can go and put in big performances.
I remember the late Norwich game down in London. It was a difficult one. They may feel they had the chances to get ahead before Lincoln scored late on. Clearly, they're going to be a tough test, but in a way, it's that classic six-pointer, isn't it? You can put a good gap on them if you get the right result.
Exactly, yeah. Look, they'll be targeting, as much as we are, they'll be targeting this game as well, having us in their sights. So we know it's going to be a very difficult game. They're obviously a good footballing side. They always have been. As you said, it was a difficult game down at their place, and yeah, I know there's going to be a big crowd at the LNER, so it's just about kind of, as I said, having that confidence while also respecting the opposition, but knowing that we've full confidence that we can go get 3 points.
You mentioned the big crowd. I think there's a time of talking where we're only a handful of tickets away from a sellout. That must be exciting for the players, but also it's a great support, obviously, isn't it? It's the whole point of the word, but you know, ahead of a big game to have that crowd behind you.
Yeah, definitely, and I think obviously over the last kind of 3, 4, maybe 5 home games, we've given them a lot to shout about, but over the past 6, 7 months of the season, they've still always come out in their numbers, maybe when performances and results haven't been going our way. So it's just a massive credit to them, I suppose, that they still always come out in their massive numbers. And the atmosphere, especially off the top of my head, I'm thinking of Shrewsbury, Cambridge, Bristol, like it's electric, especially in that kind of first half when we're looking to get after teams, and they're kind of right behind us and seeing us all the way through the game. So hopefully we can give them more to shout about come the weekend.
It's great to hear that determination from Pawdy as the players look to finish the season strongly. Head coach Michael Scobal is also enjoying the run, but is determined to keep everyone focused on taking things one game at a time.
For us, it's just keeping focused and taking every game as we can, and being focused for Leighton Orient is the key. We know how tough it's going to be. They're a really good team up until recently in some really good form, so it's going to be a really tough game for us.
I saw you've done an interview talking about when you came, you've done a few I know, but when you came to Lincoln talking about trying to sort of almost put the foundations in with the defence, not to say the defence wasn't good before. Just wonder if you could explain a bit more for people who maybe haven't seen the article what the aim was, because obviously since then you got on and embellished it and built the attacking side, but just go through your thought process.
I think this group is, touch wood, you know, a really strong defensive group, and their desire to keep the ball out the back of the net is as good as anybody as I've seen. And then it's how well we develop that all the way through the pitch, from not just the back but the midfielders and the front line. And if we can have that mentality and be hard to beat and have a structure around that is aggressive, I think, you know, we're a tough team to play against. And for me, that's the bedrock of any team. You have to be hard to play against and give nothing away at any level, and then work with the in-possession stuff to improve and hurt teams. And that takes a bit longer because scoring goals is the hardest part of the game. But yeah, so far so good. But I think more than anything, it's about the mentality of trying to get the right things done at the right points. And I think this group's got that. So for me to come in, it was about keeping the good stuff I think naturally people want to rip stuff up, but keeping the good stuff and improving on the stuff where we think we can get better.
And Wickham clearly in all of that an important, particularly the second half, sort of staging post for what's come since.
I think so. I think there was a moment in that second half where the lads felt it and felt it how we wanted to play. And I think from that point onwards, we've tried to replicate something like that with each performance, and the system and the structure and the shape might change, but hopefully the way and, if you like, the style has been very, very similar. So I think now that you can look at us with a style of play that we all want to be, and they've bought into that and doing well with that. But tactically, there might be things that tweak, but it's pretty much, hopefully, you can see that's probably, 13 games of a style of play, if you like.
And for a coach, for any manager in any organisation, to get the ideas that are in your head, the thought process in your head, in front of you, with people performing it, whether it's a football club, whether it's a business, is the job, and must be, whilst there's nothing achieved yet, gratifying.
Yeah, but there's nothing achieved, like you said. So the gratifying, I always say, at the work comes on the training pitch every day. Like, you don't see the work on a Saturday, you see the product of the work of the week on the Saturday. And I think if we're training hard every day and we work hard every day and we improve even a little bit every day, and it takes good players, it takes diligent players, it takes good coaching staff that we've got, and it takes a good way of doing things so that we can improve in those even small things every day. And I think that's what you see, probably the results of training every day and trying to improve them every day as individuals, and then the collective improves as well. So I think it's a jigsaw puzzle that's quite complex sometimes. But yeah, so far so good, and we've seen improvements. But again, we've not done anything. So, you know, it's a tough league and it's a tough level. So we have to keep improving no matter what.
What's impressed me, though, is that the players that we and the media, or maybe the fans would say, are the fringe players, the ones not are playing regularly. When you've had an issue, you know, I think of perhaps Danny Mandroiu, when you had the issue at Barnsley, you needed a midfielder, they've stepped up, and there's been other examples of that. And that must please you as a head coach.
Yeah, and I think that's credit to them, and I think that's credit to the group. And Bordy leaves the group as a skipper, and I think it's, you don't win leagues and you don't get points and you don't get results with 11 players. I think in modern football it's changed. I think playing 11 players and finishing with 11 is gone. You know, so you need the numbers, you need the extra players, the competitiveness of the group, the training mentality, and when they come in and have to do a job, they do it to the best of their ability and keep the shirt if they do well, and if they don't do well, then there's someone ready to take that shirt. That's the nature of the business, that's the job we're in. But making that really competitive and healthy. But I've been really pleased with all the players. And again, like, I think they know I put my trust in them to do the job, and they reward that trust with good performances, hopefully.
Where are you with the injury situation? Obviously, Ben wasn't available last time around. What's the very latest on him and any other issues?
Yeah, Ben's back in training today. So he's back in training today. And we'll see how he is the next 2 days to see whether he'll, what part he'll play. I expect him to play some part. What that'll be, we're not 100% sure yet. But yeah, and then the usual, the other ones are the long-term ones, really.
And Ethan Arahan unavailable, one of your more influential players. Once again, it's a case of whatever the option you're going to go with. It's about players stepping up and trying to do, in a different way, maybe some of what he does.
Yeah, Ethan's been great for us this season, and probably one of the challenges and the bumps in the road is not having Ethan in there, who's been in like quite natural there all season, if you like. So now we have to jiggle the midfield around to suit what we think we need to do against Leighton Orient. But again, players coming in there, they're good players. They're experienced, some of them. So I have no worries about players taking on that role that Ethan was doing. And we can do that. And in some ways, it gives Ethan a rest. But yeah, we've got to find a way. And I think there's, like any running, the last few games, there's going to be twists and turns and there's going to be bumps in the road. And I think in these situations, it's how well the group gets over those bumps in the road that dictates how well you do. But for sure, there's going to be bumps and twists and turns in the next sort of few games and weeks to come.
Beyond Lincolnshire, there's been more interest in the Imps in the last week or so, I'd say. More articles, more comment on social media, all those sorts of things. I guess the message, and you've said it quite a few times in the interview already, is to the players not to get caught up in all of this. Like you said, that it's a great run, but you're still only eighth. You know, it's not finished, is it?
Yeah, I think the most impressive thing for me for the players, which they deserve a lot of credit for, is to get to this point. But I think you get to this point and you don't get over the line, or don't push, or don't give the best version of yourself from now onwards, then you'd be disappointed. And that's why it's like I always say, can we go again? And we do it again, because that's the ruthlessness of the business we're in. and you can't rest and look back at what you have done. You have to look forward to the next one and push again. And I think that's the difference between the top teams winning these leagues and the teams that don't quite do it. And with the young group that we've got, it's how we can keep them focused on it. But no one's getting carried away. No one's getting above ourselves. We know we've got to push hard and we have to perform, because every game coming through now is going to be a really tough game for us.
It's a classic six-pointer, isn't it, on Friday for Roses in the media. It can really swing between the two clubs depending on what happens.
Yeah, I think so. I think they'll be, you know, they'll be looking to get a win because that'll push them, you know, on the same points as us. We'll be looking to get a win because we want to chase the ones above us down. Obviously, teams are playing different teams, but I expect teams to go and pick up points as well. So, like, I think more than anything, it's about can we pick up enough points to keep being there over the next few games, and then with three or four to go, let's see where we are really.
And at the time of talking, we're a handful of sale of seats, tickets away from a capacity crowd. You must be really looking forward to that and hoping they can help drive the players on.
Yeah, I think the fans that have been, you know, I've been so impressed with the away fans as well. The home crowd's been fantastic, and again, it's good to, and it's credit to the players to if you like, play a sellout crowd on Friday, and then hopefully we can do the business and put in a performance that they're proud of. And I think more than anything, if they see the lads working hard for the shirt, that's what they want to see. And I think the fans appreciate it. It's going to be twists and turns and bumps maybe, but I think, I don't know, I think that's part of football. That's why we love it. You know, we love the fact that it can go well, and we love the fact that we're going to have to dig deep. But yeah, I think more than anything, it's credit to the lads for doing this so that we can get a good bumper crowd there on Friday to support the teams and support them as we go.
Thank you for joining us as we look ahead to the game against Leighton Orient on Good Friday. Your support has been fantastic, with a full home end and impressive season ticket sales, with more than 3,000 already sold. Don't forget, we have some great prize draws coming up every day next week to everyone who has secured their spot for next season. Make sure you're in the draw by purchasing your 2024-25 season membership now at eticketing.co.uk/imps.